Come, let's lift up praise to our Jesus this morning. Maybe you have a prophetic word, a word of encouragement, a testimony, something that you would like to share. Go ahead and share that.
I want to share a testimony.
Yeah.
First, when I came to Pune, I was, everything was new for me, and I was a bit a messed up because I used a lot of my finances and credit cards here in Pune. And as time went by, and because of the lockdown and stuff, half salary and everything, so everything I was not coping up with and the stuff. And I was and I had a conversation with Colin. And he told me, he just told me it's very simple, and only way is seek first the kingdom of God, and everything shall be added. So I said, okay, let's try. But I really didn't do it. I was weak in spirit, and since like 2 weeks back, I was really frustrated about my whole scenario, and then I really invited God again. To be part of my every situation. And then on Sunday, Pastor, I mean, Colin shared on, trials, rejoice in trials and invite God in your situations. And I really did that. And then on Monday, and before that, I had spoken to office and I told them that I want to leave Pune, basically I want to leave job and go back to Goa. And they said, we'll talk about it. And on Monday, after message, I was encouraged on Monday, one of my team head came. And he spoke to me, and he told me what you want to do about the whole thing. I told him I have no way out. I have to leave. And then I was doing a Zomato and stuff for my survival. And so he told me that you need to forget Zomato and everything. He told me to focus. And then he told me that the company will look after your credit card. We will pay. And then you need to be relieved, and you focus on your work. And then I was so relieved on that day that the company is paying my credit card bills, and I have to just focus on work and get going. And that's it. I really want to praise God for his amazing work in my life. And Colin's simple advice, seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest everything shall be added. And it's so true. Praise God.
Praise God. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. It's so powerful when we just put the kingdom first. Yeah. Come, somebody else, you have a testimony or a scripture or anything that you'd like to share?
I just want to thank God for healing. Last week or the week before that, I had some severe food poisoning. I was throwing up everything. Everything else was coming out the other end. It was just not a good scene at all. But thanks to God and good friends who can advise on medical things, I got put on 5 days of antibiotics and now I'm well. So just want to thank everyone for praying for me. I'm much better, 100% well now. So thank you guys.
I just want to thank God, and I want to thank each and every one of you who have stood with us when Ralphie was admitted in the hospital. It was a nightmare for us. We did not expect all of a sudden, but we have seen how God's faithfulness reigns in our life, how God protects us at every stage of our lives. And I just want to read this verse. It's from Isaiah 46, 4. Isaiah 46, 4, which says, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you." So I just want to encourage each and every one of us that God sustains us even to the very old age, and He's the one who rescues us. We do not understand why we get these difficult times. Maybe God will allow some of these things, but definitely the sickness, illness is not from God, that we are assured of. But sometimes God allows us maybe to mold our character, or maybe to teach us something. So in this time, we just felt that God is teaching us to trust in Him again. So just want to thank God. I want to thank each and every one of you who have stood with us, and I want to especially thank Colin and Nawaz, who immediately attended to us in that time. And I can't forget to mention the name of Sundar and Hazel, who have stood with us by providing food for 2 days, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and also Colin and Nawaz. And everyone, if I'm sure if you are nearby, you would definitely visit us. But I just want to thank each and everyone who have also sent us messages, strengthened us in this time. Thank you.
I want to praise God for he's been preparing me actually. Last Sunday, Colin's sermon, even before Colin's sermon during the worship, I got the verse Romans 5 about the sufferings and perseverance, and little did I know it was for me. And then Colin's sermon was like a foundation for me. And Monday night, God gave me another verse from Romans 4:19-21. These are the phrases that were highlighted to me. Abraham faced the fact, and he did not waver through unbelief, and he strengthened in his faith, and he gave glory to God, and being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. So this was the verse this verse really touched me, and I took hold of it, and the next morning it happened, and Holy Spirit kept reminding me of all the verses, all the promises. The second I saw whatever was happening to Ralphie, the first thing was, God, really, after 7 years, but I think that's a human thing. But the way God guided us, spoke to us, was just amazing, because Ralphie sleeps all alone. And the previous night, somehow he asked us if he could sleep with us. And God spoke to us and we agreed to him, and he slept with us, between us. And in a miraculous way, Sunit woke up. It doesn't happen usually, but Sunit woke up first. And when we saw him, whatever was happening, that seizure, right? I was calling out Ralphie's name, Ralphie, and then Sunit called out Jesus' name. And then quickly I started repeating, in Jesus' name, stop. And then 1, 2, 3, third second, his body started slowing down, calming down. And that was just amazing. And later I got to know that people don't have balance after that, but he sat down straight, upright. He didn't lose his balance. So that was the way God was taking care of him, protecting him. And quickly he bounced back. So we saw God's faithfulness all through the time. And they said minimum 24 hours in ICU, but he was out of ICU less than that, in 16 hours. And I strongly feel he felt God's healing in his body when I was praying over him. He was in deep sleep in the ICU when I prayed over him. Within 2 minutes, he just woke up from deep sleep. He said, Mommy, I have to tell you something in your ear. I'm like, what is it? He said, I know it's going on, it's going down, it's going down. I thought maybe he was feeling giddy, but then he said, whatever thing happened to me, it's going down. So in my spirit, I believe that healing has been happening from that second something happened to him. So I just want to praise God for guiding us, for speaking to us, for directing us, and for giving us that assurance, for preparing me, and for that faith that rose up from nowhere. It's all because of Jesus, that strength we got. So I want to thank God and praise him for this.
Amazing. Wow. Isn't that such an amazing word? You know, at the back of that, I just want to share a promise that God has for us. And this is from Psalm 102. I think the way that God leads us and guides us and watches over us, his faithfulness, it is worthy of recording. Sometimes we can think, you know, why are these things happening? And yes, it's for developing our perseverance and maturity and all of that. And that's good. But also it says here in Psalm 102:18, it says, let this be recorded for a generation to come. And I believe that this testimony, you know, just Ralphie's life right from his birth, and, you know, many more testimonies that we have in our church. I feel, you know, it's like this, that we let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord, that he looked down from his holy height. From heaven, the Lord looked at the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord, and in Jerusalem his praise, when peoples gather together and kingdoms to worship the Lord. And it goes on to give this promise in verse 28. It says that the children of your servants shall dwell secure, their offspring shall be established before you. Yeah, and we pray this over all the children in our church, and we pray that this the purpose, the fruit that comes out of our tribulation would be that it is recorded. You know, even now it's being recording, you know, this whole, all of these testimonies and all, they are being recorded for a generation yet to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, let that encourage us. It's so important for us to continue testifying of his faithfulness and his goodness, and there's just no end to that. He's always faithful. Yeah, amazing. Thank you guys for sharing that. Anyone else would like to share a testimony or a word of encouragement?
Share last year. So I just want to speak about God's supernatural favor over my life at workplace. You all knew what I've been through last year. It has been really difficult. The start of the last year, just to give you a background, I joined this company called TSO. And immediately I took on a project, and I lost the project because of COVID. And then after that, I went through a couple of surgeries, so I lost about good 4 to 6 months. And towards the end of the year, I was the only one who did not have any project. I did not have any good material to submit for my appraisal, to be honest. But towards the end of the year, they had assigned me to this project, which had just come. In the sense, it was already going on, but it's in a very horrible state. The existing project manager had messed it up, and he had a huge fight, and he wanted to leave. And that's the only project which came across, and I'm the only one who did not have any projects. So they put me on, and in the first meeting itself with the client, I remember the client being not happy on my face. He's saying that we have no other choice. We're not really happy that you are coming over at this crucial juncture. But yeah, I just took on. I know that a lot of people have been praying about that during last year. And fast forward 8 months now, it's the same client who has nominated me for three more areas with him or with that company. And he has been guiding Theato management, my company's management, that I should be leading some of these areas, not them. It is generally the other way around. They recommend a name, then the client says, okay, and no. But there have been areas where the client has been recommending. And so one such area is, they recommended and nominated me to take over was in June. This was extremely messed up again. By the way, it's not my stream. I'm from a project stream. I had to take over a different area. I was in the service area. And this stream was, they asked me to take over. They had paid huge penalty. The client and my company together, they had paid penalty to the tune of 2 million euros last year. This year, in fact, start of this year, which is huge. It was that bad shape. And there were already 2 people who had been changed and nothing was done. So the plan of my Theato management was that let me take over for a couple of months till they hire someone permanently, and then I can hand it over and somehow just stabilize it. But fast forward 2 months, the feedback that I've got last week from the client to Theato management is that Sundar has been far more than what the other 2 people have been. He's been miles ahead of the work that he has done, and the shape that he has brought this area has been unmatched. They have never experienced this in years, what God has helped me to do in just a couple of months. So I really, really thank God and praise God. I still remember submitting my appraisal last year, having been the only one who does not have a client feedback, to someone who has got 2 client feedbacks in 2 months. And there is also an internal project that I was doing. They have been asking my manager that they really want only Sundar to lead. So I really want to thank God. It is just not me. I know that it's the one who lives within me. And I really thank God for the amazing work he is doing. And the meeting that they had last was, since they've already hired someone for this role, the client has said that there is another area that they want me to take on permanently. And so the theater management have come back to me and said, and this does not happen, they said, name your terms. Whatever your terms are, we will meet you at your terms, but we want you to take over this project. So I obviously, I've been struggling with long working hours for the last couple of months, really crazy hours. So I've highlighted that. They said, we want you to only work 8 hours. We will make that sure. And anything else other than that, we will meet your needs. But this is what you want because the client wants it. And he's a very big client, important client for us. And what you've done in 2 months, I mean, the client speaks for himself. So I just want to thank God. I know that it's not possible without his favor. It's not me. It is the one who lives within me. So really thank God for that.
I want to...
Yeah, go ahead, Pinky.
Yeah. So I want to thank God and thank everyone in Word of Grace who prayed for my job. And I want to say that I have got a job and I'll be joining soon. I got a job with a very good pay, very good. Then Saturday, Sunday's off. And I'm so grateful about it. So thankful to it.
I also want to share a testimony. Like many of you know, I had a strained relationship with my PhD guide, and only because of God, I got out of this thing and I got my degree. And in 2016, I have submitted my PhD paper to him and he was not checking my paper. And he went to Australia and the thing was pending and pending. And if he's checking the paper, he'll make minor corrections and he'll send it back to me. And then I'll do the corrections and I'm sending it back. And this was going on till 2019 end. So in 2019, and when I got my degree, I have decided that no, I'm not going to do this again. So I have totally given up on my paper, and I had one paper with that I got my degree. So, but this was my work and I have given up on that paper. But last week, without me saying anything, I just prayed, God, you just have to, you know, you are a faithful God. I just know that you're going to do something about this. And last week, I got a message from my from the journal itself saying that my paper is submitted and it is under revision. I have given up on my paper, but God is so faithful that he has never given up on that. And without me saying anything, my guide has forwarded the paper. And I just want to thank God for that.
Yeah, I would like to share a word. Thank God for amazing testimonies. So this is what Lord has been speaking to me since morning. So I saw a dream few days back in which I am walking through a narrow road on a mountain, okay, to cliff. So on the side is a deep valley and I'm wondering whether I will fall down. Okay, so what will happen to me if I fall down? So. Then I think, okay, I'll move forward. I'll walk through this road. So it's a narrow road. It's very risky road. But at the end of the road, I see this green pastures. So this is what I felt the Lord saying, that at the end of this road is the green pasture. So continue walking, persevere. Don't look back. Don't look down. Continue to move. So we see some testimonies happening immediately, some over a period like Sundar's case. But some of us are still waiting for that breakthrough. But what I would like to encourage you is persevere, just stand strong. Your time will come. At the end of this narrow road is the green pasture. It's a promise.
Amen. Amen. That is so good. Thank you, Manish, for sharing that. And let's continue and press on and continue to worship him, because he is our cornerstone. He is the rock on which we can stand while all else is sinking sand. Shall we just, you know, continue to worship him this morning? Come. We praise you and let our praise be our battle cry, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you reign victorious. You are the Lamb who was slain, mighty, majestic, and above all other names. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Let's continue to worship the Lord as we break bread.
So, you know, we've heard all these wonderful testimonies this morning. And You know, if you look at Hebrews 11, yeah, Hebrews 11 talks about faith, and it says a couple of things that are so important. It says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And so we read about all these great heroes of faith here. You know, we have Abraham, we have Moses, we have Jacob, we have, Rahab and others. And then in verse 32, it says, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and so forth." And we can add other names there, you know, Sunit and Sam and Sundar and Asha and Pinky and all these. Because really, you see, today you're hearing their testimonies of something that happened some time ago. Like Pinky came to Pune in November and was looking for a job since then. It took several months before she found a job. Sundar was struggling with health for a year, you know, and so it's not been an instantaneous thing. It's been a journey of faith. And I think that ties in with Manish's word. It's saying we are walking up, there is a green pasture ahead. We don't know how far ahead it is, but God wants us to persevere in faith. You know, what does he want us to do? So you may be going through a challenging time at this time. You may be in the valley, you're waiting to go up to the hilltop, okay? And you're not seeing the pasture ahead. And but what God wants us to do is to continue believing, to have faith in him. You know, as Vivek said, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. Don't deviate from God, but say, "God, you know, I don't know when my paper is going to be published, but I leave it into your hands. I'm going to just follow you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to seek the kingdom." And in his time, and it's different for each one, in his time, you know, we will reach that green pasture. God will answer our prayers. He will reward our faith. And so there's a great opportunity if you're going through a difficult situation right now to say, "I'm going to hold on to God." Like Abraham, against all hope, he believed God and his word, and God did the miraculous. So I just want to pray this morning. If you have a difficult situation and you want to see a breakthrough, you're rejoicing at all the others who have, you know, seen this amazing breakthrough. I mean, Sundar, I hope they give you a few million euros for, you know, just ask for that. Amen. And all those things, because you've saved the company so much money. But, you know, so if you want to see a breakthrough, one of the things is being humble and saying, "Yes, Lord, I need prayer. I want you to come into my situation." So will you give us a thumbs up on the reaction there? You know, I'm putting my thumbs up there. Anybody else want a breakthrough? It could be a salvation of a loved one. It could be a healing. It could be a job situation. It could be a relationship situation. It could be, anything. Okay, we're going to pray. Okay, lift your hands to the Lord. Father, Lord, I just pray for each one who's asking for your intervention, for your grace to come into the situation. Lord, we rejoice with Sundar and with Sunit and Sam and Asha and Vivek and others who've testified. Lord, we praise you for that wonderful and big, the breakthroughs you've given them. But we want to see that in our lives as well, Lord. We want to see your hand. We want to see supernatural divine favor, supernatural protection, provision, and deliverance. And so that we know that it is not man, but it is God, Lord. We want you to get the glory. I pray for each one who's lifted up a need, Lord, you would come in and break through into our lives, and we would see the deliverance of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.